From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Alabama is one of six states that still allows straight ticket voting. Residents can fill in one bubble and vote for every candidate in the Republican or Democratic Party. State officials say a growing number of voters choose this option. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen has more on what that could mean for this year's election.
It's close to noon on a recent weekday at Birmingham's Railroad Park. Wintry Pride and her husband Ronald are out for a walk.
Exercise. Working out, getting a little workout in.
The Prides live in Birmingham and are close to 60 years old. Both have already cast mail-in ballots for this year's election, and they voted straight ticket Democrat.
I like the straight ticket voting myself. It's easier for me. Yeah.
Quicker and easier.
Ronald Pride says he's always voted this way.
I'm Democrat, so I'm not voting for any Republicans.
In the last general election, nearly two-thirds of Alabama voters selected the straight ticket option at the top of the ballot. It was a record high, according to Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill. He expects to see another increase in November. He says it's a popular option for both Republican and Democratic voters.
We'll see probably the highest number of straight ticket votes that we've ever seen in the history of the state this year.
Merrill says voter turnout will likely be higher than years past, and he says politics are more partisan these days. Voters are more polarized.
They would rather vote for the person that they don't know that's from their party than they would consider a candidate from another party that may be of equal value or equal ability.
It's part of a nationwide trend, according to Regina Wagner. She's a political scientist at the University of Alabama.
The tendency of people to not cross party lines when they're voting has increased across the board.
She says the straight ticket option makes that more convenient. But she says it also means people might blindly cast a vote for someone that they otherwise wouldn't support. This is one reason many states have gotten rid of straight ticket voting in recent years. But does it impact election results? Here's Wagner.
You know, the ability to check that box to vote straight ticket has more implications for lower level offices than it does for the high profile ones.
For example, in Alabama, most voters recognize the candidates for president and the U.S. Senate seat. So for these races, Wagner says there probably wouldn't be much difference. But she says people are less likely to know candidates further down the ballot. So if straight ticket wasn't an option, they might just leave these blank. And that could have an effect on results. Back at Railroad Park, 32-year-old Kristen Hannon is having lunch with her kids. She's planning to vote in the November election, but she says she's never gone straight ticket.
I usually just pick who I think is most credible for the job. Doesn't really matter if they're Democratic or Republic or independent. For me, that's how I've voted in the past. That's how I'll vote now.
In recent years, there have been some calls to end straight ticket voting in Alabama, but no party has pushed for any formal effort to end the practice. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.